Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yes, you do. And we're glad to be back. They had some technical issues across the board with Rumble yesterday on Rumble once again. The good news is we're back up over there, okay? It's interesting how, you know, like all the major networks and their talking heads, I noticed that their stuff was all loading up, but some reason or another, us peasants, you know, they're just going to have to work on that until they can get us back up. It doesn't apply to what is advantageous for them. It just applies to us. Again, the peasants, Americans don't set down in the position that you're in. We're going to be talking about to not stand against evil is evil itself, but before we get to all that, I do want you to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to that website. Listen to me, friends. In case anything was to ever happen, you need to understand that that platform will always be there. sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it has all of our information over there. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over there, you can check out our schedule, which, by the way, we're going to be in Arkansas next week, in Oklahoma. Yesterday, we did an event in Monticello, Minnesota, and I got to tell you something, folks. I had a lot of fun yesterday. I seriously had a lot of fun yesterday, and I don't usually get to have that. It's a different kind of fun, that joy. That's not a Bradley word. That's a Holy Ghost word, right? But there was a joy there last night that I really enjoyed being a part of. And so these meetings, friends, that we're having are not those that you just have a bunch of people that are sitting around looking to be fed like a bunch of pigs to do nothing with it. No, that's not what's going on. We have a bunch of disgruntled people in our backyard here that are looking for something to do in the sense of righting the wrongs, and we had one of those yesterday. So good news for the people in Arkansas and Oklahoma next week. We're there next week. At the end of May, we're going to be in Florida. And again, friends, we're looking to do television back out on the East Coast. That was the purpose that we went there over the last week. And we're going to go up the whole coastline this up and coming fall time. So, and again, between now and then, a lot going on, tons going on. Also want you to check out Sons of Liberty Media. Go to the schedule, check out where we're going to be. Also check out the store, and also check out becoming a member of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're on 160 national affiliates, radio-wise. But I got to tell you something. We don't have sponsors like what you see with Fox News and all these other talking heads that are being controlled. They're controlled operatives under the dictates of the six corporations and the CIA-controlled narrative. That's not us. They're making millions of dollars. We don't have sponsors. I want to make clear that you people understand we're not raking in millions of dollars every year so we can stay out there. We are dependent upon those that sow the seed. And God loves a cheerful giver, and we just want to let you know that that's how we stay out there. Okay, again, we don't have sponsors, so do consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And the way that you go over there to do that is you look up sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to membership, and you'll find us there. Cool? Just wanted to make clear. Again, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also want to show you this one more time. Obviously, you're on some sort of platform right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, right? If you weren't, I couldn't show this to you. But if you look at the front page, share this with your friends. Please do, folks, because we are being censored. There's no question about it. But with that said, if you look at the top left side, that's the afternoon show, top right side, that's the morning show with Tim Brown, and all of our information is right there on that page, along with 13 to 15 articles that are given to you by contributors that are in this culture war. We got preachers, we have attorneys, we have ex-military, the list goes on. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know too, yesterday was a Holy Ghost led show, and it was fantastic, not just for you or the people that replied, but for me as well. And that is the purpose that we're there. We just reloaded that up on Rumble, so that show is now available as well. When you look at the feed, when you subscribe to the feed on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble, you can go ahead and check out yesterday's show as well. So let's go fast forward. sonsoflibertymedia.com, or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're live right now on those social media platforms. If at any time you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I do want to say, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is, in fact, a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. The list goes on. You get the point. Okay, so I want to share some things with you really quick. I just had a friend from Michigan talk about how their skies are literally being painted. Just counted six planes spraying next to each other, but right behind each other, painting our beautiful blue skies in Michigan. They've been at it all morning. Folks, they are creating climate change. They are spraying pestilence. We highlighted the fact that, folks, this is happening in Tennessee right now, just to prove the point. Tennessee lawmakers give final approval to chemtrail bills to put a stop to them because they understand that there's chemicals in them, okay? Also wanted to highlight the fact that it's also happening not just in Michigan and in Tennessee, but it's also happening in New Hampshire as well, as you can see, making reference to those that are sharing the information. And what they're finding now, folks, is there's an alert coming out by the GazetteTeller.com that the chemtrail lung declared as a new health epidemic, the deadly consequences of chemtrails. So they are clearly spraying down chemicals, friends, that are ending the lives of many people. But again, if you read the judgments of God, this is why I continuously point back to the Word of God, because here we are again, friends, because the people didn't want to learn from history. Here's the cycle. Here's the mountain. We're coming back to it. The Lord said that this is what he would do to a disobedient people who would not keep his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes. And again, as I just said, it's happening all over. Read Deuteronomy 28. Verse 24, and you're going to see in great specificity as to what's going on in your time and in your day in the present concerning the judgments of God upon a disobedient people. I'm going to go ahead and share this with my friends on social media platforms so you can read for yourself that these chemtrails are in fact killing people. Not only are they creating heart attacks, congestive failure, and respiratory problems, so on and so forth, but they're creating another crisis, and it's happening right over your heads. Just look up. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To not stand against evil is evil itself, and that is the keeping of the commandments of the Lord. And in 94 verse 16, the Lord said, "Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" So I'm trying to figure out how there's a reconciliation with sitting down doing nothing and expecting the Lord to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. The Lord doesn't work independently of the church. He will if he has to, but the point is that's what he created us for, right? And there's a lot of people that profess to be one thing, but in truth, they're just the exact opposite. I just showed you what's going on with the chemtrails. Your governments, and this is happening on a worldwide basis, are spraying down chemicals on your heads. They are creating autism. They are creating disease. Okay, they are creating the crisis so they can drive you to their corporate buddies in Western medicine, to Big Pharma. That's what this is all about. This is how they always do it. They create the chaos. They bring in the order. They create the crisis. They play the problem solver. Who profits from it? That's the one creating the crisis. Well, it's happening again. And I highlight this stuff not because I don't have enough content to share with you concerning what's going on. No, I keep it in front of your face because it's what you're breathing in. I mean, folks, your water's contaminated, your food's contaminated, they're poisoning your foods. Now it's the very air that you breathe. I mean, again, what is it going to take for the people in the United States and people on a worldwide basis to actually stand up and understand that you're under attack for the very reason that you don't stand against it? That's why the Lord commanded us to reprove the works of darkness. He didn't say sit back and say, "The Lord, I prayed today and he's going to do for me what I'm unwilling to do for myself." You might want to read that again. You can pray all that you want, but you better be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourself, period. Read James 2:14 through 26. Okay, let's go to the next The next topic. Yesterday, I was at a meeting we set up with a bunch of disgruntled people that want to do. They're doers of the word. James 2, 14 through 26. Read it. And one of the things that was talked about was the red flag laws. They're not laws, number one. They're policies, number two. Number three, they're created to undermine the Constitution. And what they call red flag laws, that is all aimed at their political opposition. And they are incrementally doing it right now. Boy, with all these illegals being lured in by federal and state government and the American people still haven't figured out why they're armed, I can't help you. I really can't help you. You have eyes clearly, but you see not. You have ears clearly, but you hear not. Jeremiah 5:21. Oh, our government would never do that. You might want to do a little homework. No one's responsible for mass murder more than the state itself is, folks. That is history. Like it or lump it, that's a fact. And they're busy today trying to get others to tattle on others so that they can go to a judge and the judge can go past due process of law because somebody said so, and they can go to your house now and steal away your guns. Not lawfully, mind you. They want you to believe it's lawfully. See, it's a clear violation of the Second Amendment. Okay, the people have a right to keep and to bear arms. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means violated. Okay, but now they're telling you that if one of your neighbors thinks that you're a threat, we can go ahead and call the cops and they're going to come in and take your guns. You know, yesterday we were talking about this at this meeting and everybody was talking about the branch on the tree rather than laying the axe to the root of it and holding the accountable party, the ones that are advocating this lawlessness, and holding them accountable to the crimes that they're committing because they don't have a right to break the law. That's not what they swore to do. Okay? And if you look at the Second Amendment, by the way, and you look at that preamble, I just love to bring this up every once in a while just to show people the very purpose of the Bill of Rights was to reinforce the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. But again, when I look at this, it says the conventions of a number of states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, right, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. Why for? Why? And as extending the ground of public confidence in the government, we will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So during this time they were talking about red flag laws, I had to pipe up, of course, and say this is all aimed at their political opposition. And it is. Well, guess what, friends? It's happening in Minnesota. And what they call law just took place in January. And they've already done it 16 times. And Americans act like this isn't going to come to their front door, which the Lord prophetically 1,000 times over warned the American people that it is going to come to your front door through this ministry, Amos 6:3. And now it's here. It's another one of those I told you so's. Not because I'm trying to be right, not because I'm trying to be cocky, or because I want to get one over on anybody. No, my message is prevention is better than cure. So if you fail to listen to the warnings, don't blame anybody but yourself. And don't you dare stand there on Judgment Day trying to accuse the Lord of what he was faithful to give you through faithful servants on this earth. It's here. We're here. Well, I just talked to my friend that was leading up this meeting last night. And I said, could you go ahead and send me that piece from CARE 11? It's all propaganda narrative. Folks, keep in mind 10 years ago, remember all the major networks went broke? Where are they getting all this money? Well, they're stealing your money through these omnibus bills, and then they're going ahead and supporting it. This is communism. They're stealing your money, reallocating it, and then they're driving the narrative, Micah 6:16, that they want you to have rather than the truth of the matter. See, these dummies, and dummies they are, don't understand that when there's no more people, there's no more money. When there's no more money, they don't survive neither. They haven't figured that out. But the good people should already know that because they've already studied history and understanding that that is exactly what's going to come down our lane if we don't put a stop to it. Well, as I just said, here we are again. Folks, when I went to this, and I'm going to play this for you right now, I almost couldn't believe the news anchor. I haven't watched this garbage in 20 years, again, because there's no truth in these people. But when you see this news anchor, if this isn't a perfect description of the direction that they mean to take this country outside of the content, I mean, just looking at this woman... This effeminate woman, this man, boy, woman, if this doesn't sicken you to understand or at least alert you to understand as to where this is all going to go, folks, these are their useful idiots. So pay attention and listen to the content of this, because these red flag, what they call laws, they're actually doing it 16 times over in the state of Minnesota now. And every single time it's been unlawful. Check this out.
Newest gun law, which is a form of a red flag law. 21 states have these. We've had it about 2 months. So Lou wanted to find out if it's been used yet in Minnesota. Lou?
Jana, Minnesota's extreme risk protection orders are meant to take guns away from someone who poses an immediate threat, an immediate risk to themselves or others. And so far, there have been 18 different petitions statewide spread out from big counties.
Okay, now 18.
Small. A Twitter post in December threatening a mass shooting said in part, "I plan to gun up a grocery store, shooting all the young 20-something pretty cashiers and helpers, or better yet, a daycare center." Court documents show that the FBI and the Minnesota BCA traced the post to a man named Jerry Sheldon from Maple Lake, who had a history of making terroristic threats, but no current restrictions preventing him from possessing firearms. When investigators searched Sheldon's home,
the thought
they found
police
in writings referencing violence that concerned them. Aside from filing a criminal charge of threats of violence, the Wright County attorney also petitioned for what's called an extreme risk protection order, asking a judge to order Sheldon to turn over any gun he might have.
Pay attention,
extreme
folks.
Extreme risk protection orders, called ERPOs for short, are available through a new red flag gun law passed last year by the Minnesota legislature.
It's not law.
After the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association and others lobbied for it, giving a judge authority to take guns away from someone who poses, quote, a significant danger to others or is at a significant risk of suicide.
Okay, so the problem with all of this, friends, is they're getting neighbors. Okay, so if a neighbor doesn't like you and they just want to go ahead and make something up, well, they can go ahead and make something up, and they'll go to the judge, who's not sitting during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1, who are also impeachable, friends. What do? They go to the judge. The judge overlooks due process. Then what they do is they send the sheriff, who's supposed to uphold the Constitution, who's now also violating the Constitution, to go ahead and disarm that person that they deem a threat. Everybody see where this is going? If you don't think it's going there concerning their political opposition, you better take a look at January 6th. This is communism. This is soft tyranny in force. This is tyranny, regardless of how you want to look at it or not. And how all these good guys justify their actions. Listen, I know there's crazy people out there. There's no question about it. And they have no business bearing arms. But until they actually deem the threat in action, you're not going to go to the thought and tell me that they're a criminal before they ever did anything. Now, I'm not equating that to this article as well, but I'm just telling you, folks, this at the end of the day is where it's going, and you better pay attention to it, because their last objective is to make sure that you're a disarmed people so they can further enslave you and your posterity. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestine protests at the University of Texas campus in Austin, resulting in nearly 24 arrests so far. University police have reportedly called for help from the Texas Department of Public Safety with the support of Governor Greg Abbott. There have been suspicions raised about off-campus agitators causing protest crowds to become more angry and violent. The Supreme Court hears arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's immunity claim against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and obstruction of an official proceeding. Trump's legal team argues that he should have absolute immunity from prosecution for official acts while in office. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. When you look at these people that are broadcasting the news today, folks, I mean, they are just... Wow. I almost feel like you're watching the propaganda narrative in the Useful Idiots in Europe today. Just women trying to be boys, just dead in their sin, just reading the teleprompter. They represent everything that the powers that are tolerated represent. It's interesting, too. I was just talking about how these red flag laws are completely unconstitutional. Isn't it interesting how they're going after your rights, namely the Second Amendment? Isn't it interesting how they say how Minnesota's new red flag gun law is working so far? Of course, they got to go ahead and prop up what they're doing because they know it's illegal. They don't have the constitutional authority to do it in the first place. You know, what's worse than that is when you really think about it, is when you have your said representatives who they where they begin to act out as if they're above the law. And what am I talking about? Well, I want you to see this just so I can kind of convey to you through one of these headlines coming from the PulseMillennial.com. Tennessee passes a bill to let teachers carry guns at school. Oh, the representatives are letting us have guns. Really, isn't that interesting, folks? I love the parable, the visual. I want you to get it. These people think they're above the law. these said representatives think that you serve them, not the other way around. When we get to the point where we can see a headline that states Tennessee passes bill letting teachers carry guns at schools, the question is, and I'm putting this to the American people, how has it gotten to the point where the said legislators or representatives have convinced you to not have them in the first place? That's how far America has fallen. We do a whole show on this, folks, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it today. But again, it just shows you how far things have gone. And the reason they keep going the direction that they're going, friends, is because you hear me say it all the time. Bradley, I hate hearing it. Well, you know what? Then do something about it. Apparently, you don't hate it enough yet. This is where things are going. To not stand against evil is evil itself. Okay. Now, what I want to do is I want to kind of reiterate something. And if we have to go over a little bit today, I'm totally cool to do that. Okay. But I'm going to go over something that I went over before, but I'm going to give you a little something before and a little something after, because I want to show you again to not stand against evil as evil itself. Have you ever, anybody know what decadence is? Well, decadence follows luxury. Okay. It means in part, synonymously, to pass gradually from a sound, prosperous, or perfect state to a less perfect state or towards destruction. Okay, that's what is meant by decadence follows luxury. Who said that? John Adams did. So if you're going to take an honest look with reference to the Word of God at both the past and the present state of any people or any country, you will find a history of men wickedly departing from the Lord. And when they do, the decay and judgments begin. That's exactly right. If you look at 22 verse 5 of Joshua, it's interesting to note that when the land was given through warfare from Moses to Joshua, the Lord told them in 22 verse 5 of Joshua, now that you have the possession, Americans, you have the possession. The Lord says you need to keep the commandments, judgments, and statutes in your possession as well to preserve. And if you don't, this is what's going to happen. What happens? Decadence follows luxury. When you look at 9:17 of Psalms, what does it say? It says the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that what? And is it true? That forget God? Yes, it's true. Those that forget God, what happens? Their nations are turned into hell. You know, I'm humored at the comments and the posts that people leave concerning that of Joe Biden and all the corrupt that are tolerated by the people that are making jokes about them. But I do have one question for all those people that don't think, and I have to do your thinking for you in that particular case. Who's winning and who's losing? I remember when Obama was in office, I remember hearing all these dummies called the conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals, talking about how Obama's losing and how Obama's losing this and that. And I said, dude, you're not paying attention. He ain't losing anything. He's gaining. Well, you're complaining about the fact that he's putting a lot of people on welfare. You don't understand that that's a part of the Cloward Piven system to break the system. That's why they're bringing all these illegals into the country in the first place. So Obama's not losing. He's, in fact, winning. And furthermore, when you look at what's going on today, I'm just here to tell you, well, you're laughing at them. You better pay attention and look in the mirror, because the joke is on you and your sin is truly finding you out. Numbers 32:23. Again, decay means to pass gradually from a sound, prosperous, or perfect state to a less perfect state or towards destruction. So again, why in question does history repeat itself? It is because the people have failed to take the time to know his dash story. It's also true that since the beginning of time concerning men, that decadence, synonymous again with decay, follows the luxury. And scripture makes it real clear. Now tell me, how much more specificity or specifics do you need when the Lord tells us what happens when you forget the Lord and how we forget the Lord? He said, when you have eaten and you're full, okay, you have need for nothing. Then you bless the Lord, then thou shalt bless the Lord. The Lord's saying, when you have what you need and all that and more, You shall bless me. He said, bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given you. We have everything in the world to be thankful for. And we say it all the time. God has blessed America. Hey, Americans, we are in God's country. It's absolutely beautiful. Every state is. But he said, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God and not keep, here it is again, in not keeping his commandments, his, not man's, who mean to make void God's commandments. He said, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes. Because if you don't do it his way, man's going to create a $64 billion institution of corrupt individuals, repeat criminals at a 74% recidivism rate. Okay? But if you do it the Lord's way and you read his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, he gives you exact detail as to how to deal with each crime given. And if you fail to do it his way, you get what you got today in America. Right? That's exactly what's happening. Man has left off God's commandments. He goes on. Lest when you have eaten and are full, America, that's you, and has built goodly houses, that's you, America, and dwelt therein, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and you and all that thou hast, as it says in King James, has multiplied, then he said, when you have everything that I bestowed upon you, I'm the one that's giving you the power to have it. He said, but if your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, he said, this is what's going to happen. And this is what is happening today. Read Deuteronomy 8, 10 through 14. So let me put it this way. Poverty has destroyed its thousands, but prosperity has destroyed its millions. Simply put, the people in this country have forgotten the Lord in their prosperity. Because of this, decadence and destruction follows. That's where we're at today. And as 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians, you're called to be the salt of the earth. Again, Christians are to be Christ-like. That means to pertain to Christ, taught by him, or receive from him power to be so by the Holy Ghost. Acts 5:32. He said, you are the salt of the earth. I'm talking to you people. But if the salt have lost its savor, where shall it be salted? It is thence good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. So you can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, but if you're not the salt of the earth, the Lord said you're trodden under foot and the foot of men. And that's what we see throughout the majority of the churches in America today. And then it bleeds over into the said conservatives of the day who are just as worthless. And by the way, a majority of them profess to be Christians, but they're a part of the lot of those that are trodden under the foot of men. They don't make reference to God's commandments. They don't make reference to God's judgments or his statutes. Nope. They make reference to the corrupt Supreme Court in hopes that you'll keep the commandments of men. And what? Refusing to keep the commandments of God, which will bring the resolve that you claim that you want. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. Does anybody know what salt does? I want you to listen to this carefully. This is fantastic. Salt is to stop the purification, the putrefaction, the demoralization of a society. That's what the church is called to be. A nation of people, salt is to preserve and to season. What does preserve mean? Because we're preservatives. That's what salt is. It means to keep or save from injury or destruction, to defend from evil. You can blame government for being corrupt all that you want to, but the fact of the matter is they're a mere reflection of you, church. They're a reflection of the American people, especially those that claim to be Christians. And for those that say, well, I'm not a Christian, I have no part in that lot, and I'm immoral. No, you're a part of the problem. You're going headlong exactly into the hell that you're creating right now. Rest assured, read Psalm 9, 16 and 17 as well again. But to preserve, the church's purpose is to keep or save from injury or destruction, to defend from evil. I mean, people are so accustomed in this country to the evil that means to prevail over their lives that they think somehow or another that the blood shed through the womb and the murder of the innocent has nothing to do with them. Oh, how sadly mistaken you are. We are our brother's keeper. I'm going to come right back to this. By the way, the word season means to grow fit for use as well. So when we're called to season that salt of the earth, it's grow fit for use for the people. We're going to come right back to this in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so we're talking about to not stand against evil is evil itself. Well, it is. Well, it is. I want everybody to understand, my message is, always has been, when I came into the church, it wasn't this utopia of Christian people the way I thought it was. I went into the realm of the snake pit, to say that that's the best way to say it. It's the Lord literally had me held in the Word, and still is. I was just in Joshua yesterday. I'm starting to go through Joshua. It's every day. And again, as I said yesterday, I want to be there. He is just the way you feed on whatever you feed on. This is what I feed on. I feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. But what I want you to understand is my corrections, my reproofs, and my instructions in righteousness are trying to show you, yes, this is what we see, but this is who we are called to be in righting those wrongs. It seems to me that people take correction, reproof, and instructions in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16, as a negative. But let me ask you, what does that negative produce in you? Let me say it this way. The law is holy, the commandment is holy, just, and good. I'm carnal, sold under sin. What is good? God's law. What is bad? Me. What do I need to do? I need to go to the cross of Christ so I can get out of the way, so he can empower me by the Holy Ghost. But until I'm dead to sin, I'm not going to receive that grace. Ephesians 2:8. Also read Romans 6:1. I'm not just throwing stuff out there, folks. I've studied this for the last 20 years. It's like, okay. I just wrote a book called The Children of the Apostate, and it's all my experience of going in the church, but I'm giving you the answers. And it, according to the Word of God, it's the same thing when I'm talking about red flag laws. Look what the bad guys are doing. Look what the tyrants mean to do. But I'm always making reference to the answer when I gave the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights and telling you that everything that they're doing is completely unconstitutional. So either you're going to be convicted of your sin and repent before God, speaking in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and you're going to repent, and he's going to work the fruits of repentance in you, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. You're going to have no idea as to what I'm saying, and you're going to feel as to what I'm saying is completely negative. No, nothing negative about it. Yep, I see the wrong, but as the church, as a Christian, I see my responsibility, obligations given unto me by God through his commandments to keep them in righting the wrong. We're called to be the repairers of the breach, people. We're called to be the repairers of the breach. Because why? Well, because we're the ones that are responsible for the state of the country. And we're the ones that are responsible before God and man to right the wrongs. That's what the church's responsibility is. The world's waiting to see your Christianity, but what they're seeing is looking at your excuses and your heretics that you allow in the pulpits. We know them as hirelings, John 10:12. That's not what they need. They need answers. And they need to see the church be the church the way that they did at the founding era of this country. They were called the Black Robe Regiment. So let's keep going on here. We were just talking about being the salt of the earth. And then I talked about how we are also to season and savor, right? And the word savor within itself, or season, means to grow fit for use. And if you read 2 Peter 3:18, what does it say? That we grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. We grow up into him, and we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. Right? But it's getting rid of this flesh in the process of going forward. And yesterday we were talking about going through the fire. And that fire is for the very purpose of that winnowing fan that burns and we cannot consume, nor do we want to consume it. It just sucketh going through the process. We're growing up into him, folks. That's what we're doing. Okay? We need to get out of the way. Jesus specifically defined the role of the church in society as the salt and the light. Just think about that. Not the darkness. No, we ain't called to pepper anything. We're not called to sugarcoat, are we? No. Hey, folks, the church cannot be the salt if it keeps sugarcoating its very purpose on this earth. That's reproachful. And it's shameful, to say the least. Light illuminates the darkness. Light denotes in Scripture God, the source of knowledge, because God is light, 1 John 1:4. If you listen to specifically what I'm saying every step of the way through, that is exactly the proper order in correcting the issues of the day, by the power of the Holy Ghost, if we belong to him. When the church compromises and becomes influenced by and like the world, it loses its savor and therefore becomes a good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the foot of men. So when I'm saying that, I'm referencing Scripture. I'm not talking down. It's my objective to seek and save that which is lost. It's my objective to preach the same message that Jesus preached and John the Baptist preached and the apostles and the prophets taught. And what is that? It's always repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe. Believe is a verb, right? So again, in short, the church cannot be the salt if it keeps sugarcoating its very purpose on the earth. That's one of the things that is absolutely reprehensible in every step of the way when I see people try to win people to Jesus. That wasn't the message. It never has been the message. You can't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ without uproar and tumult. Look at how many times that happened in the book of Acts. Oh my goodness. Again, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. You know, the problem is you have too many people that are born in the smoke and they remain there. But those that have been born in the fire, they don't tolerate the smoke. And they don't like to smoke. They don't want to be around those that are that way. Because you can't see them for who they are. Christ means for you to see him, friends. He said, follow me. He said, keep your eyes fixed on me. He means for you to see him, right? So therefore, it's time for the church and the people in this country to contend for the faith. I know that this is really hard. I don't like hearing that. I'm not a fighter. Oh yeah, we're all supposed to do the same work. We're all supposed to do the work of an evangelist, regardless if that's our in particular call, right? Because the gifts of God are have been given unto us, and the Lord's not going to take them back. Okay. So, when I say it's time to stand against evil, I don't know how many times I need to fan that message and say it a different way for people to understand. Like I said yesterday, and I'm saying it to you today at this meeting, and I'm saying it to you today, we're not talking about what's going on in the third world country, friends. That was 50 years ago. Now it's all come true, right? In Jude 3:4, we find that Christians, out of charity, a pure love for our Savior Jesus Christ, are content to contend for the faith with all diligence. You know what the word diligence means? It means painstakingly. We're called to contend for the faith with all diligence, painstakingly. God has commanded us to love one another, which is the fulfilling of the law, and giving no offense that our ministry should not be blamed, read 2 Corinthians 6:3, and that we should be innocent and free from the blood of all men, Acts 20:26, and declaring unto all men, all of the gospel, and are to contend for the faith with all diligence. Again, there's that word. Listen to what he said. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And why? Why? For there are certain men crept in unawares. Oh, folks, they're at every given turn. Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God in our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. So we're called to contend, not patty cake. It didn't say anything there, friends, as to the fact that we're supposed to sit down and fraternize with the enemy. I know a lot of people want to fraternize with the devil. They want to keep they want to think that he's just this little, you know, puppy to be played with. Nope. He's got rabies, folks, and if he bites you, you're done. The end of sin is death, Romans 6:23. So therefore, in reforming the current state of the church back to the original, going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, let us hold fast to our Father's instruction manual, the Bible, lest we also find ourselves traitors to the Lord on high. I'm not done yet. So when this show's over, when we're done with broadcasting live, I'm going to keep going here. I want you to listen to what Charles Spurgeon said. I fear sometimes in our endeavors to be sweet in disposition, we have not been strong in principle. Charity is a word that is greatly cried up nowadays. This is in the 1700s. But often it means that in trying to be courteous, we have also been traitorous. That's exactly it. Folks, I'm going to take a 10-second run to shut this off, and I'm coming right back. Do not go anywhere. I will be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.